ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै पदमेकं न गच्छेत्तु यदीच्छेच्छुभमात्मनः कवचेनावृतो नित्यं यत्र यत्रैव गच्छति तत्र तत्रार्थलाभश्च विजयः सार्वकामिकः यं यं चिन्तयते कामम् तं तं प्राप्नोति निश्चितम् परमैश्वर्यमतुलम् प्राप्स्यते भूतले पुमान् As I said, 43rd verse onwards, the 42nd verse, prayer for protection. The kavacham actually gets over with the 42nd verse. 42nd mantra. We should call it a mantra in this Purana. Now 43rd onwards, Palashruti begins. What is Palashrutihi? Palashrutihi means verses or mantras or statements revealing the benefits of reciting these specific mantras is called Palashrutihi. Every stotram has a Palashruti. Pala means result. What is the benefit one can reap if we recite this? Every stotram has Palashruti. And the Palashruti is like advertising, you know, thing. So you get tempted to chant. At least you'll be inspired to chant. The first line it says, Padamekam nagachet tu yadi chet chubhamatmanaha. You break it, yadi. See that now, yadi. Ichet shubham atmanaha. Yadi chet shubham atmanaha. Means, yadi, short yadi. Ichet shubham atmanaha. It means, yadi atmanaha shubham ichet. Yadi atmanaha shubham ichet padamekam na gachet. So yadi is what? Yadi is indeclinable expression, which means if. Yadi and chet mean if. Yadi atmanaha shubham. Atmanaha shubham means what? One's own well-being, one's own wellness, one's own welfare, one's own good. If you think of your good, if you think of your wellness, if you think of your well-being, if you think of your purpose. Atmanaha shubham. Shubham means auspiciousness, auspicious, wellness, well-being, welfare. And Atmanaha is what? Sixth case of Atman Shabdaha. Atmanaha actually is a reflexive one, so not the self, actually one's own self. If you think of your own wellness, your own well-being, so Atmanaha Shubham. Yadi ichet. If one wants, ichet should be taken as ichati. If a person wants one's own welfare, one's own well-being, then ekam padam nagachet. One should not put one step. One should not put even one step without the kavacham, without the shield. That is implied. Ekam padam nagachet. What is meant? Kavachena vina. That is implied. Without having chanted this kavacham, without having prayed for protection, without having recited this shield, the verses which are protective, like shield, one should not go See, na gachet, one should not move or go even one step. One should not take even one step without having chanted this if one wants one's own wellness, welfare, one's own well-being. And next sentence. Kavachena avrutaha. Kavachena avruto. Means what? Kavachena. Kavacham, kavacham, kavachena, kavachaya. Like third case. Kavachena. By this work of by this work called Devi Kavacham. By this Kavacham. Kavachena avrutaha. Avrutaha means covered, protected. See, avrunoti. Vrunoti is the verb. Vrunoti chooses. Avrunoti covers. Avrunoti means covers. Avaranam, covering. Avaranam, covering, cover. Avrunoti covers. And what is the participle? Avrita. Is it clear? Avrita. Avrita covered past passive participle. And the person who is covered means what? Covered by a shield. Kavacham. So, kavachena avrutaha, one who is covered and well protected by this kavacham, by this Devi kavacham, the prayer for protection. Kavachena avrutaha, the person who is well covered and protected by this prayer for protection. Always, always, nityam, nityam is adverb, always. See, nityaha eternal, isn't it? Nitya. Nitya. Nitya, they're eternal. But here, nitya means always. Yatra yatra eva gachati. Yatra yatra gachati. See, yatra, relative expression. Kutra, where. It's a question word. But yatra, relative expression. Yatra gachati, where he goes. Yatra yatra gachati. Yatra yatra eva gachati, wherever he goes. Yatra yatra where, yatra yatra wherever. Wherever a person goes. Wherever a person goes, always being always well protected, covered by this prayer for protection. Tatra tatra. Wherever he goes, tatra tatra, there, tatra tatra, literally it means there, angang, Tamil we say. So here tatra tatra means there. Wherever this person goes, being covered and well protected by this kavacham, tatra tatra, there, arthalabha, arthalabha, arthasya labha, arthalabha. The word arthaha means here security, wealth, labha gain. There will be gain of wealth. There'll be gain of wealth. There'll be accomplishment of. Labaha means accomplishment, gain of wealth, gain of security. Then, cha, tatra artha labaha, cha, vijayaha, victory. There will be victory. Then, sarva kamikaha. there'll be victory, there'll be gain of artha, there'll be attainment of victory. Sarvakamikaha means he becomes the accomplisher of all desires. Sarve kamaha, all desires. Sarvakamikaha means accomplishment, accomplisher of all desires. Then, so yatra 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 kavachena avrutaha nityam gacchati tatra tatra artha labaha vijayaha sarvakamikaha cha bhavati. Then yam yam kamam chintayate tam tam praptnoti nischitam. So yam means whichever, but yam yam kamam, why kamaha is a masculine gender word. So yam yam manushyam, whichever person, whomever. But here yam yam kamam chintayate, whichever, whatever object the person thinks, whatever desire he thinks, yam yam kamam chintayate, whatever desire chintayate, he thinks, he dwells upon, tam tam nischitam prapnoti, definitely he attains that. He attains that object. He attains that desire. Fulfilled, that's implied. So whatever object of pleasure he thinks, he definitely attains that. The object of pleasure. Tam tam nischitam prapnoti. So nischitam, decided, it means definitely, comes as an adverb here. Definitely, doubtlessly, the person attains that object of pleasure. Why, how does he attain? Because wherever he goes, always after having recited this kavacham, being covered, well protected by this kavacham, then wherever he goes, there's a gain of wealth, gain of security, there's victory, and he becomes accomplished of all desires. So whatever object of pleasure he thinks, he definitely attains that. Not only that, next sentence. Parama Aishwaryam, Parameshwaryam. Parama plus Aishwaryam, Parameshwaryam. See, Aishwaryam itself means overlordship. Overlordship implies being endowed with all virtues. So Parama Aishwaryam, Parameshwaryam, Parameshwaryam means exalted Lord status, exalted status of being the Lord, exalted status of being the Lord. Parameshwaryam prapsyate, you will attain. Prapsyate, he will attain. Prapsyate, will attain. Prapnoti, attains. Prapsyate, will attain. Prapnoti, parasmepadam. Prapsyate, atmanepadam. A person will attain exalted status of being the Lord. Exalted means what? Atulam, incomparable. The person will attain atulam. Tulam means comparable. Atulam, incomparable, paramam, exalted status of being the Lord. Param atulam parameshwaryam prapsyate. Where bhutale, in this world, Bhutalam means world. Bhutale in the world. Puman, man. Man implies generally a human being. Okay. Puman, Bhutale, Paramai, Atulam Parameshwaryam Prapsyate. So human being will attain incomparable exalted status of being the Lord in the world. So whatever object of pleasure he thinks, he attains that definitely. Not only that, man will attain, human being attain in this world, incomparable, exalted Lord status, Lordship. He will become the accomplisher of all desires. He will gain victory. He will gain all from all wealth and security. Okay. These are all benefits of going anywhere having recited this Devi Kavacham. You really want wellness, one's own self, wellness of one's own self, then one should not go without having the Kavacham. Next, 45.
Nirbhayo jayate matyas sangramesha parajitah. Nirbhayo jayate matyas sangramesha parajitah. Trailokye tu bhavet pujah kavachena vrutav puman. Trailokye tu bhavet pujah kavachena vrutav puman.
Not only that, so wherever a person goes, well protected, covered by this prayer for protection known as Devi Kavacham, then the person who is Martyaha, Martyaha means, literally the word Martyaha means a mortal, who is subject to death, okay, a mortal, a human being, a mortal, Nirbhayaha Jayate. See, Bhayam, fear. Nirbhayaha, bhayam, nirgatam, yasmat. The one from whom fear has gone is called nirbhayaha, fearless. Jayate means bhavati. So a mortal becomes fearless. A mortal becomes fearless. Mortal becomes free from the hold of phenomenon called fear. Nirbhayaha bhavati. Previously he had fear, but now he is fearless, which means the fear has gone. Nirgatam bhayam yasmat saha nirbhayaha. Martyaha nirbhayaha jayate. Not there, nirbhayaha jayate sangrameshu. Sangramaha. See, gramaha, you know, samudayaha. Gramaha means a group. But here, a place where a group of people dwell, gramaha. But here, sangramaha means a battlefield. A battle is called sangramaha. Yudham. Okay. Sangramaha means yudham. Sangrameshu. Plural word, okay? Sangrame, sangrameshu. In the battles. Aparajitaha jayate. See, jitaha one. Jita. Jita is a past passive participle. What is the root? Ji is the root. Jayati. Jayate. It's Ubhayapadi Dhatu. G is Ubhayapadi Dhatuhu. G. And what is the verb? Jayati. ஜயதே, ஜயதி வின்ஸ், ஜயதே வின்ஸ். அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் பார்ட்டிசிபிள்? ஒன். சோ ஜயதி, ஜயதே வின்ஸ், உபயபதி தாது, உபயபதம். நவ் யூ கேன் வித் தி ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸ் விஜயதே, விஜயதி ஆல்சோ. பட் ஹியர் ஜித்த, ஜித்த மீன்ஸ் ஒன், defeated. Jita is a past passive participle, won, defeated. Now parajita, para is a prefix, parajitaha also means defeated. Jitaha won, parajitaha defeated. But அபராஜிதா, undefeated. சங்கிராமேஷு அபராஜிதா பவதி மர்த்யஹ. இஃப் தேவி கவச்சம் இஸ் ரெகுலர்லி சாண்டட் சங்கிராமேஷு, சோ யூ டோன்ட் திங்க் ஐ எம் நாட் கோயிங் டு எனி பேட்டில். டோன்ட் திங்க், தே வோன்ட் பி டிஃபீட் இன் லைஃப். சோ சங்கிராமேஷு அபராஜிதா பவதி மர்த்யஹ. சோ மேன் ஆர் மார்டல் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் பிகம்ஸ் அன்டிஃபீட்டட் இன் எனி பேட்டில், இன் ஆல் பேட்டில்ஸ், இன் ஆல் என்கவுண்டர்ஸ். நாட் ஒன்லி தட், ஹி பிகம்ஸ் ஃபியர்லெஸ், நிர்பயா பவதி. ஜாயதே மீன்ஸ் don't take, he is born fearless. The word jayate, even literally it means born, should take it here as becomes. Is it clear? Yeah. Now, not only that, so martyaha nirbhayaha jayate, sangrameshu aparajitaha jayate arbhavati, then trailokye pujyaha bhavet. So tu is added simply to adjust the meter. Okay, trailokye, trishu lokeshu, two different words, trishu lokeshu, in three, in worlds, trishu lokeshu, in three worlds. Now we can say lokatrayam, a trailokyam, three worlds. So trailokye, in three worlds, a compound word, in three worlds, pujyah bhavet. Bhavet, he will become. Bhavet, he should become. But here, we should take it as he will become or he becomes pujyaha. Pujya means one who deserves worship. He becomes worshipped. See, the word puj is the root. Pujayati, worships. Pujayati, worships. Pujita, worshipped. But pujya, pujya means one who deserves worship. One who can be worshipped is a potential passive participle. Pujya. So pujyaha bhavet. One becomes worshipable. One becomes, the person becomes the one who deserves worship in all three worlds. Trailokye pujyah bhavet. And who is the person who becomes worshipped in, who he becomes worshipped in all three worlds? He becomes undefeated in all encounters. He becomes fearless. Who is this person? Yaha puman kavachena avritaha. Yaha puman kavachena avritaha. Yaha is a relative pronoun. Therefore, kavachena avritaha puman. Puman literally means man. So man here means a human being. The human puman, man, which means a human being, kavachena avritaha, covered by, covered means covered and protected by this kavacham, prayer for protection. Now, yaha. So the person who is, he, the one who is protected, the person, the man, the one who is protected by this prayer for protection becomes worshipped in all three worlds. He becomes undefeated in all encounters, in the battles. He becomes fearless. பயம் நீங்க பெற்றவனாக ஆகிறான். போர்களிலே வெற்றியடைந்து தோற்கடிக்கப்படவனாகிறான். மூலகிலும் பூஜிக்க தகுந்தவனாகிறான். Is it clear? So யஹா புமான் கவச்சேன ஆவருத்தா சஹ மர்த்யஹ நிர்பயஹ ஜாயதே சங்கிராமேஷு அபராஜிதா ஜாயத்தே அர்பவதி த்ரைலோக்கே பூஜ்யஹ பவேத். நெக்ஸ்ட் இதம் து தேவ்யா, இஸ் இட் கிளியர் ஆர் நாட்? இதம் து தேவ்யா கவசம் தேவானாமபி துர்லபம். இதம் து தேவ்யா கவசம் தேவானாமபி துர்லபம். யஃ பட்டேத் ப்ரயதோ நித்யம் த்ரிசந்த்யம் ஸ்ரத்தயான்விதஃ. இதம் து இதம் தேவ்யா கவசம் தேவானாமபி துர்லபம். யஃ பட்டேத் ப்ரயதோ நித்யம் த்ரிசந்த்யம் ஸ்ரத்தயான்விதஃ. தெய்வீ கலா பவேத் தஸ்ய த்ரைலோக்கேஷ பராஜிதஹ. ஜீவேத் வர்ஷசதம் சாக்ரம் அபமிருத்யு விவர்ஜிதஹ. Now, first line, the 46th mantra, the first line says, இதம் து தேவ்யாஹ கவசம் தேவானாம் அபி துர்லபம். See, துர்லபம் சுலபம் ஆப்போசிட்ஸ். சுலபம் மீன்ஸ் எஃபர்ட்லெஸ்லி ஈஸிலி அக்காம்பிளிஷபிள் இஸ் கால்டு சுலபம். சுலபா எனிதிங் விச் இஸ் விச் கேன் பி விச் இஸ் அக்காம்பிளிஷ்ட் வித் டிஃபிகல்டி விச் இஸ் கெயின்ட் வித் டிஃபிகல்டி இஸ் துர்லபா. டிஃபிகல்ட் டு கெயின், டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அட்டைன் மீன்ஸ் துர்லபா. ஈஸி டு கெயின் சுலபா. சுலப ஆப்போசிட்ஸ். அண்ட் ஹியர் துர்லபம் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு கெட் கெயின். வாட் இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட் டு கெயின்? கவச்சம். இதம் தேவியாக கவச்சம் துர்லபம். It is very difficult to gain, means it's very precious, this prayer for protection in terms of Devi Kavacham. It's not an easy joke. If one cannot get it unless one has punya. Durlabham. Idam Kavacham Durlabham. Idam Devyaha Kavacham Durlabham. This prayer for protection known as Devi's Kavacham, which is being understood now, is, you know, it's very difficult to get it. For whom is difficult to get? Devanam api, even for devas it is not easily attainable. It is very difficult to get this Kavacham of Devi. It's very difficult to get even for Devas means, what about human beings? It is very, 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 very difficult to get this Devi's Kavacham for ordinary human beings. And if you're getting, what is difficult to get means what? It is because of Punyam. One must have a lot of Punyam to be able to read this, understand this, to recite this, to enjoy the benefit of this Kavacham. Idam Devyaha Kavacham Devanam Api Durlabham Manushyanam Kimiti Vaktum Vaktavyam. Is it what should be said for human beings? If it is difficult even for Devas to get this Devyaha Kavacham. Sometimes these are all expressions of exaggeration also. But exaggeration is always for our own good. You know why? We tell children, you know, oh, how nice, you have drawn so well, very good. We know it is not a great thing. But still we never say that, you know. We have to say that. Why? To make the child do better, to pick up enthusiasm, not to lose interest, not to feel, because we have to always encourage. I said children need tremendous amount of pampering. A lot of praise, you know. Sometimes we're very careful also. Unnecessary short praise, but when they do something really good, we should really praise. Because only then their interest and we have to sustain their interest all the time. It takes a lot of energy, you know that? Not an easy joke. Anyway. So here also, Devanamapi idam devyaha kavacham durlabham. Propped, okay? Devi's kavacham is difficult to gain even for Devas. Okay. Now, having said that, afterwards, second line should be understood with the third and fourth lines. I mean, next 47th mantra. Now, Yaha Pathet. See, Pathet is a ling, isn't it? Pathet, Gachet, Liket, Pashet, Kadet is a ling, potential mood, which means must and should. But here, we should take it as simple person. Yaha Pathet means Yaha Pathati. He who reads, the one who reads, Yaha, relative pronoun. Remember that? Dakarantaha pullingaha yad shabdaha. Pratama vibhakto yaha iti rupam. Yaha. He who. The one who. Yavan oruvan. Yaha. Pathet. Means pathati. Pathet. Pathati. He who reads. What? He reads what? This devyaha kavacham. Yaha devyaha kavacham pathati. Katham pathati. Prayataha. Prayataha patati. Nityam patati. Trisandhyam patati. Shaddaya anvitaha patati. All these words are adverbs like. Katham patati. Prayataha patati. Nityam patati. Trisandhyam patati. Shaddaya anvitaha patati. So, Devi Kavacham, if you want to enjoy the benefit of Devi Kavacham, katham patati prayataha. Yataha means with self-restrain, with self-mastery. Okay. See, making appropriate efforts to have self-mastery. Prayataha. Having self-mastery, making appropriate efforts to have self-mastery means what? consciously living a life of dharma. Prayataha. See, yataha means the person who makes, who has self-mastery. Prayataha. The one, to, prayataha, having appropriate efforts to have self-mastery, mastery over one's mind. Self-mastery means mastery over one's mind, which means living consciously a life of dharma, prayataha. What is the use of reading Devi Kavacham, asking for protection without living life of dharma? Many people, they do this. Go to temple, pray, but they don't follow dharma. And they think, oh, we go and pray to Bhagavan, go to temple, I put some money in the hundi, take coconut and banana, so I can do anything I want to do. People are not conscious of dharma. Therefore, it is not enough if a person is religious. One must be consciously ethical also, ethically religious. Okay, so here, prayataha means the person who recites this Devi Kavacham, nityam, always. Nityam always means regularly. The one day tired, one day reading, one day he gives up, one day attending the class, one day coming to the class. No? That means some genuine reasons are there, so okay. Otherwise, prayataha, so nityam, regularly one who reads. Then prayataha, with appropriate efforts to have mastery over one's mind. Self-mastery. Then trisandhyam. Trisandhyam means tisrushu sandhyasu. Now sandhya kalaha. Sandhya means meeting point. Meeting point is called sandhya. In the, you know, sandhihi, sandhu. No, sandhihi means joining, joint. Sandhihi means joint, connection. But here, sandhya kalaha means the meeting time, the time which is a meeting point. And we have three sandhya kalaha. Tisra, trayaha sandhya kalaha. We have three meeting points. One is dawn. Dawn. Ushat kalaha. What, which two times we meet? Night and day meet. Isn't it? Night and day. Meeting of night and day is called dawn. Then meeting of forenoon and afternoon. Noon, dawn, noon, and then evening and the night meeting is what? Dusk. Dawn, noon, dusk. Dawn, noon, dusk. D-N-D. Remember this. Three sandhya kalaha. Trayaha sandhya kalaha. Three meeting points. Very, very auspicious timings. That's why every Vaidika, there's no excuse at all for him. He is supposed to do three times Vandanam, Sandhya Vandanam. One must do three times Sandhya Vandanam means prayer three times during dawn, noon and dusk. Three times one must do Gayatri Japa. Three times this ritual has a small Sandhya Vandanam is there. Trikala Sandhya Vandanam. Trikala Sandhya Vandanam. This is a must for everyone. After initiating into the Gayatri, after the ceremony of Upanayanam, that time onwards, the child is supposed to do Trikala Sandhya Vandanam. No, pray three times prayer. Three times one has to chant Gayatri Mantra. That is, but here you don't need to. Trisandhyam means during dawn, noon and dusk. If a person, whoever recites this Devi's Kavacham with self-mastery, consciously living a life of dharma, regularly 3 times a day, during dawn, noon and dusk, and with Shraddha. Shraddhaya Anvita means what now? With a tremendous amount of faith. Shraddhaya Anvitaha. Being endowed with the faith means what? Faithfully. Shraddhaya Anvitaha. Shraddhai Udayavanaha. Shraddhaya Anvitaha. Endowed with the Shraddha. Endowed with unflinching faith. In the benefit of reciting it, 3 times a day, during in dawn, noon and dusk, regularly, with the self-mastery, the commitment to living a life of values, whoever reads this Devi's Kavacham, what happens to him? Tasya, yaha patati tasya. Yaha patati, katham patati, understood adverb. Prayataha patati, nityam patati, trisandhyam patati, shaddhaya anvitaha patati. Is it clear? Okay, now, tasya kimbhavati, yadi, yakkopi, nityam patati, prayataha patati, shaddhaya patati, trisandhyam patati, tasya kimbhavati, what happens for him? That is said in the next mantra. Tasya bhavet means tatya bhavishyati will happen for him. Daivi kala bhavishyati or bhavet. Daivi kala bhavet. Daivi kala means, see, kala pertaining to Devi is called Daivi. Anything pertaining to Devi is called Daivi. Daivi kala bhavet means he will attain, he will attain oneness with Devi, or he will have brilliance of Devi. Okay, whatever brilliance is Devi's, he'll also have brilliance of Devi. Devyaha kala, Daivi kala. Tasya Daivi kala bhavet means this person also will have varchas on his face. Brilliance of Devi he will have. Okay, then trailokyeshu aparajitaha, he will become undefeatable, undefeated in all 3 worlds. He will be absolutely victorious in all 3 worlds. Trailokyeshu aparajitaha bhavati. Trailokye could have been correct. But trilokyeshu.
Also correct.
What happened?
Nothing so many.
The trilokye would have been enough. Trilokyeshu means trishu lokeshu aparajitaha bhavati. Bhavishyati. He will become victorious in all 3 worlds. He becomes undefeated in all 3 worlds. That Varsha Satam Jivet, he will live full span of 100 years. He will live full span of 100 years. Varsha Satam Jivet. Jivet means Jivishyati. He will live for 100 years. Sagram apamrutyu varjitaha. அபமிருத்யு விவர்ஜிதஹ. அபமிருத்யு விவர்ஜிதஹ மீன்ஸ் விவர்ஜிதஹ டிவைட் ஆஃப் அன்டைம்லி டெத், அன்நேச்சுரல் டெத். அபமிருத்யு அகால மரணம் மீன்ஸ் அன்டைம்லி டெத். அபமிருத்யு மீன்ஸ் அன்நேச்சுரல் டெத். This person will be without having unnatural death. This person will live for 100 years and die naturally. He won't die young. He will live ahead. He'll live ahead. 100 years devoid of, without unnatural death. Okay. Next. Nashyanti vyadhaya sarve. See, even if you chant once, you will definitely tap Devi's grace. If you chant with focused attention 3 times a day regularly, imagine what all you'll get. Next, again continue. Palashruti continues again. Nashyanti vyadhaya sarve luta vispotakadayaha sthavaram jangamam chaiva kritrimam chapi yadvisham abhicharani sarvani மந்திரயந்திராணி பூதலே கோச்சரா கேச்சராஶ்சைவ ஜலஜாஶ்சோபதேசிகாஹ சஹஜா குலஜாமாலா டாகினி ஷாகினி ததா அந்தரிக்ஷசரா கோரா டாகின்யஶ்ச மஹாபலாஹ கிரஹபூத பிஷாசாஶ்ச யக்ஷகந்தர்வ ராட்சஸாஹ ப்ரஹ்ம ராட்சஸ வேதாலா கூஷ்மாண்டா பைரவாதயஹ நஷ்யந்தி தர்ஷனா தஸ்ய கவசே ஹ்ருதி சம்ஸ்திதே. Until then you have to read. What happens? Sarve vyadhayah nashyanti. I don't need to translate this. I'm very happy. You all would have understood. Vyadhihi, disease. Vyadhayah, diseases. Not one disease. Okay, all diseases. Nashyanti. All diseases perish. Sarve vyadhayah nashyanti. Not one disease. All diseases perish. And what are those diseases? Example given. Luta vispota kadayah. Vispotakam means bulging, eruption, swelling, called vispotakam. And luta means any infection, infection caused wound, infection caused cuts. You say, so infectious cuts or even eruptions and bulgings and swellings, all those things, adayaha means etc. Not only these are all diseases, only he gives luta vispotakam, 2 he gives. Luta. Then, vispotakam, adayaha etc. Luta vispotaka adayaha, all these diseases such as infection caused cuts or infectious cuts, and swellings, etc., perish. And not only that, look at this. Sthavaram. That line is over. Next sentence. Sthavaram. See, sthavaram means immobile. Sthavaram means immobile being. A plant is called sthavaram because an immobile living being. Sthavaram. Jangamam. Mobile being. Sthavaram jangamam. Jangamam means living being which moves is jangamam, mobile beings. Sthavaram, immobile beings, plants, etc. Cha and eva kritrimam cha api yadvisham. See, kritrimam cha api yadvisham. Yadvisham, visham means poison. The poison that is kritrimam sthavaram jangamam cha eva kritrimam cha api yadvisham. Whatever poison and all that. Next. We'll come back again for this, okay? I'm going to compete at this. Abhicharani sarvani. Abhicharani sarvani. Mantra yantrani bhutale. See, abhicharani means types of, some different types of prayers. Sarvani abhicharani, all different types of prayers. Mantra yantrani. Mantra yantrani is sort of mantras, mantraha. Yantrani, amulets. All in bhutale in this world. Then bhucharaha. See, bhumyam charanti ye. Bhucharaha means those beings which crawl, which move on the earth. The beings which move on the earth, bhucharaha. All animals, all other creatures which live in this world, which live on the earth, are called bhucharaha. But ka means space. Ke charaha means birds. Okay, it means birds also. Ke charaha, or some celestials also. The beings which live on this earth, the beings which move in the sky. Kecharaha means beings which move in the sky. Kecharaha cha eva jalajaha. Jale jataha jalajaha. Those beings which are born in water. Jalajaha cha. Cha upadeshikaha. Upadeshikaha. Upadeshikaha, those who are taught by others. Upadeshikaha. So in this whatever, specific types of prayers are there, all those prayers, all those mantras, and all those yantras, all of them, beings which live on the earth, beings which move in the sky, and beings which are born in water, and all those which are taught. Upadeshikaha. Upadeshikaha means those who are guided by others. The sahajaha. Sahajaha means which are born along with, literally means born along with, those beings which come into existence themselves. Sahajaha. Then kulajaha, those beings which are born in a family. Then malaha, even some different celestials. Malaha means, the word mala does not mean garland. No, the devatas with garlands. The dakini, shakini, tatha. This dakini, shakini. See, daka, shaka. Shaka means vegetable. Dakini, shakini. So Dakini means those feed on flesh, and those who feed on vegetables, Shakini. Then Antarikshacharaha, Antarikshe Charanti iti Antarikshacharaha. Are you all following? Yeah, and those who move in intermediary space. Matthew, can you hear me? Okay. Antarikshe charanti iti antarikshe charaha. Those who move in the sky. Intermediary space. Then a ghoraha. The beings which are terrible, horrible beings. Then dakinyascha. Mahabalaha dakinyaha. So dakinyaha, the beings which feed on flesh and which are very strong. Mahabalaha, very strong beings which feed on flesh and also which move in the sky, you move in the atmosphere. All these different types of beings. Then, graha bhuta pishachascha. Graha bhuta pishachascha. Graha means planets. Bhuta pishachaha. Graha means planets. Pishacha, bhuta pishachaha, beings, and pishachaha, nymphs, yaksha gandharva rakshasaha. Yaksha gandharva rakshasaha means yaksha gandharvaha. Means the heavenly beings, heavenly musicians, celestial musicians, celestial minstrels. Then rakshasaha, demons, brahma rakshasa vetalaha. You know, brahma rakshas means the a type of beings who do not teach what they have learnt, do not share, and are proud of their knowledge, arrogant of their knowledge. Okay? Vetalaha. Then Kushmandaha. So Vetalaha, goblins. Kushma, Bhairavadeha Kushmandaha. See, Kushma type of demons, and Bhairava, they mean, Bhairava means frightening, terrifying, which cause disease, etc. Don't be scared. All of them will run away from you if we chant this Devi Kavacham. That's the first thing. Okay? So all of them, finally come to the point now. What happens to all of them? Nashyanti. Sarve nashyanti. Kim kim nashyati? Kim kim nashyati? Kani nashyanti? What all perish? What all get destroyed? If you ask, very nice. You can say, sarvani abhicharani, mantra yantrani, bhucharaha, kecharaha, jalajaha, upadeshikaha, sahajaha, kulajaha, malaha, dakini, shakini, antacharaha, goraha, daki, mahabalaha, dakinyascha, grahabhuta, pishachascha, yakshagandhara, rakshasaha, brahmarakshasa, vetalaha, bhairavadeha, kushmandaha. All of them nashyanti. Is it clear? Hereafter, now all, already all must feel everything has gone away from you. You are clean. Nothing can come near you. Okay? No fear should be there hereafter. All of them have gone. This is how you should understand the meaning. Nidhi Devi Kavacham Palam. Already you are free. Everything has gone away from you. It's also auto-suggestion you are telling yourself. Everything has gone away from you. Absolutely you are free from everything. Is it clear? Yeah. Nashyanti. Darshanat tasya. Just by seeing this person, all of them will perish. The person need not do anything. Just by seeing him, tasya darshanat. Darshanat means just darshanena. Tritiya arte panchami. Okay, fifth case is used in the sense of third case. Darshanena eva. Merely by seeing that person. Who that person? Kavache hridi samsthite. If a person, when a person has this kavacham in his mind, you have memorized it every day, the kavacham is always in your memory. The kavacham remains in your memory. Kavache hridi samsthite. When a person has this Devi kavacham in his memory, then just by seeing that person, all these negative things will go away. I tell you, it's all your own mental projection. It's all your own mental projection. There's nothing is outside. Our own papa karma comes in him of all sorts of fear. Now this Devi's Kavacham reading will release you from all these things. Kavache hridi samsthite tasya darshanat nashyanti. The person, when the person has this in his memory, hridi samsthite means what? When the kavacham is kept in one's mind, when it is in memory, tasya darshanat, merely by seeing that person, nashyanti, all this will perish. All frightening, terrifying, all those different types of beings and all of them which cause fear will all disappear. Not only that, his next sentence. Mana unnatihi bhavet. Mana unnatihi. Manam means honor. Unnatihi means, isn't it? Mana unnatihi, great honor. Unnatihi literally means height. Unnatihi, height. Mana unnati means this person enjoy, height of honor, which means the person will be highly honored. Mana unnati bhavet. He will have great honor. Rajnyaha mana unnati bhavet. Tejo vriddhikaram param. Rajyaha mana unnati bhavet means he will have great honor of king. He will receive great honor of the king or from the king. Tejaha vriddhikaram param. And he will have amazing brilliance. Even a person is dark or fair. Doesn't matter how the person's complexion is. But still, the person will have some sort of facial brilliance. See, every day if you chant Devi, her virtues will come to your face. No, because repeatedly chanting this Kavacham, Kavacham, mind becomes very clear. The mind becomes fearless. Mind becomes confusion-free mind. Once the mind is clear, then naturally it will show on your face. So they're called Tejas. Then vriddhikaram. Tejaha vriddhikaram. Param vriddhikaram. Param vriddhikaram tejaha bhavet. Param vriddhikaram tejaha bhavet. The person will have exalted brilliance of his on his face, which brings, which will bless him with prosperity. And he will enjoy the great honor of even the king. King means what? Any superior. Is it clear? See, Rajnyaha Mana Unnatihi Bhavet Param Vriddhikaram Tejaha Bhavet. Next. Yashasa Vardhate Sopi Kirti Mandita Bhutale. Saha, that person, api also, yashasa vardhate. He grows always by fame. He grows by fame in whatever he becomes more and more famous. He'll gain more, he will always gain more and more fame. Yashasa vardhate, he grows by fame. Then kirti mandita bhutale. Kirti mandita bhutam in the world of eminence. Kirti means again eminence. Kirti mandita bhutale. In the world of eminence. He grows by fame. He'll become highly renowned person. The Vidat Palashruti. So therefore, what is the last teaching now? Therefore, Japet, one should recite. Japet, one should recite. One should utter. What? Saptashatim Chandim Kritvatu Kavacham Pura. Pura kavacham kritva. Therefore, pura, first doing the kavacham, then one should recite the chandi, the text called chandi, consisting of 700 verses. First, one should recite devi kavacham, then only one should recite 700 verses of chandi part. Is it clear? Okay. See, pura kavacham kritva. Pura means first. Before doing the chandi, pura means before also. Before doing the chandi, having done the kavacham, one must do the chandi. That's the meaning. Pura kavacham kritva saptashatim chandim japet. Saptashatim chandim means what? This text called Chandi Pataha, consisting of 700 verses, known as Saptashati Chandi. One should read it. How? Having read Kavacham first. Okay, now, Yavat Bhumandalam Dhatte. Yavat Tavat.
Sorry, Swamiji, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When you're chanting Kavacham only, do you chant the Japet Saptashatim Chandim?
You know, even if you chant only Kavacham, you have seen the benefits until 52, verse number 52. Mm-hmm. Then, if you more benefits. Isn't it? Suppose even if a person wants to Saptachati Chandi, even if you want to do Chandi part, consisting of 700 verses, Saptachati Chandi, still you must do Kavacham first. Okay? Then only Chandi you should do. Without Chandi part also, Kavacham by itself will bless you with all the benefits enumerated until 52nd mantra. Is it clear?
I think the question is, so Kirti Mandita Bhutale, if you're only chanting Kavacham, do you have to chant the Kirti Mandita Bhutale Japet Saptashati?
No, that has gone already. That goes with the next.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That goes general meaning of the chanting Saptashati. Chanting Kavacham. The next, the 53rd mantra, second line gives you instruction. Even if you are doing Chandi part of 700 verses, still one must read Devi Kavacham first. Is it clear? Are you listening? Some people are very tired, I think. Have you all eaten? Now what I'm saying, you see, Saha Yashasa Api Vardhate Kirti Mandita Bhutale Kirti Mandita Bhutalam. See, the world which is well known with the fame, okay? The world of fame and fame and glory or eminence. This person grows every day by fame. Means what? He becomes more and more well-known, renowned. That is, the Palashruti gets over. Afterwards, second line, the instruction is given, even if the Chandi part, Saptashati, is done, one must do Kavacham first. So, Pura Kavacham Kritva Anantaram Saptashatim Chandim Japet. See, you can do Durga Kavacham without Chandi also. Even if you are using Chandi, you must do Kavacham first. That is the instruction. Next. Yavat Bhumandalam Dhatte Sashailavanakananam Tavat Tishthati Medinyam Santatif Putra Pautraki. This Yavat and Tavat, I taught you. Yavat as much, Tavat so much. Remember now? Yavat Tavat. Yavat Jalam Samudre Asti, Tavat Jalam Grihe Nasti. There is not as much water at home as much in the ocean. Is it clear now? Yavat Tavat. Now here, time. Yavat Kalam. That's the meaning. Yavat Bhumandalam Dhatte Sashaila Vanakananam. Yavat means Yavan Kalaha. Yavat in this context is equal to Yavan Kalaha. Means as long as. Sa Shaila Vanakananam Dhatte. Bhumandalam. Bhumandalam Dhatte. Sa Shaila. Shaila means mountain. The hill, vanam, forest, kananam, vana kananam also means the same. So vana kananam means jungles of woods, forests of trees, jungles of woods, along with the mountains. Sashailams along with mentions. So, jungles of woods along with the mountains. Yavat Bhumandalam Dhatte. As long as they all remain on this earth. Tavat so long. Tishtati. So long remains. Medinyam on this earth, what santatihi, one santati is very important. See, you should know the value of this. Santatihi is a beautiful word, no? Santanoti iti santatihi. That which perpetuates, no? The family which perpetuates santatihi means the lineage of family, descendants, in terms of putra pautriki, putra sons and daughters, putra stands for both sons and daughters, pautra grandsons, grandchildren. Putra pautriki means children and grandchildren, sons and grandsons will remain. Putra pautriki, the one's descendants in terms of sons and grandsons will, not will, okay, remains on this earth so long will there be there. How long? As long as the jungles of woods remains on this earth along with the hills, so long will there be santatihi, descendants, in terms of sons and grandchildren, grandsons on this earth. Medini also means earth. Medinya, which means the family does not disappear. The family tree will perpetuate forever. It is so important, Vedic culture. Naturally, if one person, suppose somebody gets married, naturally they don't have children, means that is Bhagavan's wish. Again, prasada. Take it as prasada. Otherwise, one should genuinely make efforts to have children and raise them properly. And to raise them properly, to have a family, one must consciously, one must be conscious of, you know, making money. And to have adequate, to have make livelihood, and to get, thereby to get married, and to have children, to raise them properly, is a responsibility. There's a contribution for society. So it's very important, getting married, having children, and then raising them properly, teaching them values, contributing good citizens of society is also great dharma. Therefore, that's why I reminded you many times, marriage is for progeny, ultimately for the perpetuation of dharma. Therefore, also simultaneously, one, it also takes care of one's biological, emotional needs. And here, so that is why if a person really recites Devi Kavacham, even his santati will be there forever. Santati will be there forever. And how long? As long as this universe exists, santati will be there. His family will never get cut off. So that's just to say, its expression is given, as long as there'll be forests and jungles and woods, along with the mountains remain on this earth, so long will there be perpetuation of his lineage of family. That's the meaning. Yava yavat bhumandalam sa shaila vanakanam dhatte tavat medinyam santatihi putra pautraki tishtati.
What does mandalam mean in this sense?
Bhumandalam means bhulokaha. Bhumandalam means earth. Bhumandalam, chandramandalam, what does it mean? Suryamandalam, sun, moon, earth, that's all. Mandalam is another word I just added. Bhumandalam, chandramandalam, suryamandalam means just this. We add the word mandalam.
And that they,
Datte has remains. The world holds as long as the world holds, supports all forests and woods and jungles along with the hills, mountains.
That Swami, what is the root of Dhati? Is it Dhru, Dharati?
No. Dha is the root. Dha is the root. The Dadhati. Dadhati Dhatte.
Thank you so much.
It's Atmanepadam.
Tishtati, Swami?
Tishtati remains.
Remains, okay.
See, Tishtati literally means stands, isn't it? But it means remains.
Remains.
Okay. As long as it all remains.
Swami, in Mantra 48, what is Luta?
Luta, I said, no? Luta means this infection.
Infection.
Infection, the cuts causing infections. Infectious cuts.
Okay. So. Swamini, Pautriki is a granddaughter, is it not?
No, don't take it here. See, Putra stands for grandsons. Pautra stands for grandsons. Putra sons, Pautra grandsons. But Putra Pautriki santatihi. Putra Pautriki adjective of santati. Putra Pautriki santatihi means, okay, Putra Pautraki Santatihi, lineage of sons and grandsons. Santatihi is a noun and Putra Pautraki Santatihi is adjective. Lineage of sons and grandsons. Putra Pautraki Santatihi. So descendants of sons and grandsons.
But
Putra Pautriki means, don't take Putraha, Pautraha, Yasyam Santatyam. Sa Santatihi, Putra Pautriki Santatihi. Don't read separately, it's adjective, I didn't go to read because I don't know that much Sanskrit.
Okay.
Putraha Pautraha cha Yasyam Santatyam. Sa Santatihi Putra Pautra ki Santatihi.
You the word ki, where did the ki come from?
That is what I'm saying. I said they're separate affix, you don't know that. Putra Pautra ki means what? Putraha Pautraha cha Yasyam Santatyam. Sa Santatihi Putra Pautra ki Santatihi.
Okay, Swami. Thank you.
Putra Pautriki adjective of santatihi.
Okay, so thank you.
Putra Pautriki means is adjective here for santati. Santatihi is a lineage. Okay. Santatihi lineage. Descendants. So lineage of sons and grandsons. The lineage in which there are sons and grandsons. Means what? Lineage of, that's what, Putra Pautriki Santatihi. Okay. Time now. Putraha Pautraha cha Yasyam Santatyam. the santati in which there is unbroken lineage of sons and grandsons. This is called putra pautra ki santatihi. Why ki comes means I have to teach you the suffix in found in language class. Dehante paramam sthanam yatsura irapidurlabham prapnoti purusho nityam mahamaya prasadataha labhate paramam rupam shivena sahamodate. No, at last this person, not only this person, his family will, the lineage will remain as long as the world exists. When the world disappears only, his lineage will disappear. His lineage of sons and grandsons will remain forever. That's the meaning. And dehante, dehasya antaha dehantaha. Dehante, we are now, the time of death. Dehantaha means at the time of fall of body, death of the body. Dehante at the time of death, when the end of the body happens. Dehante paramam sthanam prapnoti. When the body falls, the time of after the death, at the time of death, Dehante, after leaving the body, you can say that also, paramam sthanam prapnoti, one attains the most exalted position in terms of moksha. And that one, surehi api durlabham, that which is difficult to gain even by, even for devas. Even devas cannot get that moksha easily, and he attains that exalted state of moksha at the time of death or after the death. Purushaha nityam the dehante purushaha paramam sthanam yat paramam sthanam surehi api durlabham tat sthanam dehante purushaha prapnoti. How always the person gets that, attains that moksha, mahamaya prasadataha, because of the grace of mahamaya, devi. Mahamaya prasadataha means mahamaya yaha prasadena. By the grace of devi, man always attains the absolute end called moksha at the time of death, which is difficult even for devas to gain. Is it clear? Somehow we have to chant Devi Kavacham. You will get even what devas cannot get, you know. Then, I'll be interested. What devas also cannot get, I can get. Means you'll be interested in getting. Not like labhate paramam rupam. Labhate gains paramam rupam. The exalted nature. One gains, labhate means gains. Gains paramam rupam means gains this absolute form. Means discovers one's own swarupam, thereby shivena saha modate, rejoices being one with the Shiva, one with Bhagavan. Rejoices along with Shiva, and along with, rejoices remaining as one with the Shiva, having discovered one's own swarupam. Paramam rupam means the real form. Having gained the real form means having discovered one's real nature. One rejoices, revels in one's own nature as the Lord. Don't say along with the Lord. Okay? Lord eats ice cream, you also tell me, sit next to him and then eat ice cream. Not like that. Rejoices along with the Shiva means rejoices, revels in one's own nature as the Lord, as one with, being one with the Lord. Is it clear? So Devi Kavacham is sort of over. But now what is the next job? You must remember, I told you already, you must write down the parts of the body and the name of the corresponding Devata. Which Devata with the which name protects which part? I want to write the nominative forms of the parts and the Devi. That's the homework. Okay? Then once you write it, then my next job is I have to tell you the meaning of each Devi's name. So Devi Kavacham has not been over. We have sort of completed it. The Palashruti, you must take it. Palashruti is sort of exaggeration also. But what it tells is, everything is accomplishable if you have Devi's grace. In fact, mostly, more than gaining what sukham, getting rid of the asukham, getting rid of dukkham, getting rid of pain, getting rid of fear is the worst thing. Important thing. In fact, it's all our own projections, mental projections. There were any sort of, so many names were mentioned. Whatever is there in the world, anything which causes fear, all that should disappear, run away from you. It'll all disappear. This is the most important teaching. Is it clear? See, just write down. Then I'm going to tell you I explain the meanings of each name of Devi. Why Dakini? Why Shakini? No. Why Shokavinashini? All this like that. Then we'll see that. You'll learn a lot of compounds. So write the part of the body or which Devi protects which aspect of the individual. Is right. Will you do that? Homework. Last bit you can leave. I'm going to stop the class now. Very late for all of you. You have to go to work tomorrow. And next class fresh will start Argala Stotra. Argala will learn really very, very interesting. But you can't take it easy. You please do the homework before next class. And then my job is to teach, explain every name. Kavacham is not yet over. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.